USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A change at the helm of a major U.S. ally. As British Prime Minister Theresa May says, she will soon be resigning that position.
It is now clear to me that it is in the best interests of the country for a new Prime Minister to lead that effort. So I am today announcing that I will resign as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party on Friday the 7th of June, so that a successor can be chosen.
May's three-year term has been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would approve. The devastating storms that have been rattling the nation's midsection for days, not expected to let up anytime soon. In fact, forecasters say they'll continue across parts of the central and southern plain states through the Memorial Weekend into next week. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Nancy Pelosi criticizing the demeanor and temperament of President Trump. At a Capitol briefing yesterday, she said members of Trump's family or administration should consider an intervention.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Pelosi again accusing Trump of throwing a temper tantrum before abruptly departing a scheduled White House meeting with Democrats a couple of days ago, something that Trump is staunchly denying. President Trump saying he's not happy that the so-called American Taliban's out of prison. The president saying he's, quote, not even a little bit pleased about the release of John Walker Lind, who walked out of an Indiana prison yesterday. He was the first U.S.-born detainee in Afghanistan and served 17 years of a 20-year sentence for working with the Taliban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is being hit with now espionage charges as U.S. prosecutors yesterday filed over a dozen new charges against him. The Justice Department saying he violated the Espionage Act by conspiring with former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to illegally get secret government documents. And they say Assange solicited classified material, aided Manning in getting a password that gave her access to that material, and then he published it on WikiLeaks in 2010. Assange is currently in British custody. He'd been kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he'd been holed up for 7 years. British officials sentencing him to nearly a year in prison for violating bail in connection with a sex assault allegation in Sweden. Most folks feel gas prices are pretty high as the summer driving season begins, but AAA says this might be as high as the prices will get anytime soon. It says the national average is $2.85 a gallon, a penny lower than last week, 4 cents below the average at the start of May. And the nation's lowest prices in the southern plains, the southeast, and Missouri. As usual, drivers in California are still paying over $4 a gallon, though. And Jeopardy champ James Holzhauer does it again, the 34-year-old Las Vegas gambler notching his 26th consecutive win in last night's episode. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.